Mommy, 1, 2, 3, action. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Stories with Little Nana. Today, I am reading 5-minute piece. But one question before I continue the beginning. This is question for the moms. So, moms, do you ever wanted a 5-minute piece only? Well, you have to learn. 5-minute piece is a 25 years of the large family by Jill Murphy. Let's dive into the story. Okay. The children were having breakfast. This was not a pleasant sight. Mrs. Large took a tray from the cupboard. She sat with a teapot, a milk jug, her favorite cup, and a saucer, a plate of marmalade toast, and a leftover cake from yesterday. She stuffed the morning paper into her pocket and sneaked off towards the door. Where are you going with that tray, Mum? Asked Laura. To the bathroom, said Mrs. Large. Why? Asked the other two children. Because I want 5-minute peace from you lot, said Mrs. Large. That's why. Can we come? Asked Lester as they trailed upstairs behind her. No, said Mrs. Large. You can't. What shall we do then? Asked Laura. You can play, said Mrs. Large downstairs. By yourselves. And keep an eye on the baby.
I'm not the baby,
murmured the little one. Mrs. Large ran a deep hot bath. She emptied a half bottle of bath foam into the water, planked on her bat hat, and got in. She poured herself a cup of tea and lay back with her eyes closed. It was heaven.
Can I play you my tune? Asked Lester.
Mrs. Large opened one eye. Must you? She asked.
I've been practicing, said Lester.
You told me to.
Can I?
Please, just for 1 minute.
Go on then,
sighed Mrs. Large. So Lester played. He played Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. 3.5 times.
In came Laura. Can I read you a page from my reading book? She asked.
No, Laura, said Mrs. Large. Go on, all of you, off downstairs.
You let Lester play his tune, said Laura.
I heard.
You like him better than me. It's not fair.
Oh, don't be silly, Laura, Mrs. Large said. Go on then, just one page.
So Laura read. She read 4.5 pages of Little Red Riding Hood.
In came the little one with a trunk full of toys.
For you,
he beamed, flinging them all into the bath water.
Oh, thank you, dear, said Mrs. Large weakly.
Can I see the cartoon in the paper? Asked Laura.
Can I have the cake?
Asked Lester.
Can I get in with you?
Asked the little one. Mrs. Large groaned. In the end, they all got in. The little one was such in a hurry that he forgot to take off his pajamas.
Splash, bush, splash, bush, splash. Drink!
Mrs. Larch got out. She dried herself, put on her dressing gown, and headed for the door.
"Where are you going now, Mum?" asked Laura.
"To the kitchen."
"Why?"
asked Lester. "Because I want 5 minute peace from you a lot," said Mrs. Larch. "That's why." And off she went downstairs, where she had 3 minutes and 45 seconds of peace before they all came to join her. The end. Oh, poor Mrs. Larch. But there's only one thing that's funny about this. You know what? It starts all over again. Get it? All over. I really want every mom, even my cousin's mom, Mama Chita and Mama Chicha, and also my mom, for all of you to learn that all the children can also learn. Bye, guys. Come back with stories with Little Nana. Bye.